Hello, Curtis Hamlin. How can I help you?
Hi, is Jim there?
I'll check. Who's calling?
My name's Megan. I'm calling with the Bank of Cardiff.
Okay, hold on a sec. Let me try to get him.
Sure.
Megan from Cardiff.
Hey Jim, how's it going?
Well, it's good. How are you today?
I'm doing good. I was just requesting your docs, and I realized I didn't have some information for you here. We just have a PO box down for you, but I need
Okay.
the location of the
A
equipment.
street address. Oh,
Yeah.
the location of the equipment.
Like where it's
It's
going to
actually
be.
the equipment's actually going to be run on our critical care unit out of Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. But it won't get shipped there. It'll get shipped here. So which do you want?
It would have to match the invoice. So let's say where it's shipped to.
Okay. Boy, I bet you it's better off coming to the corporate office. I'll give you the corporate office address.
Okay.
It's 2266 North Prospect, Prospect Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53202. Oh, and it's suite 440. So it's 2266 North Prospect, Suite 440.
Suite 440. And you
Yep.
said the zip code was 53202?
Correct.
All right, awesome. And then the only other information we needed was who is the vendor that you're ordering this from? That invoice was kind of, it didn't show that information.
Hang on a sec. I think it's Emergency Medical Products, but I'll double check. Hold on a second.
Sure.
Sir? Adam? Adam. Adam, that ventilator that we're looking at, is that coming through Emergency Medical Products?
No.
Where's it coming through?
The one that Dan was looking at?
Yeah, the one that does BiPAP.
Okay, I'll find out for you.
Okay.
I thought it was Emergency Medical Products, but I'm not sure. I'm also going to do a quick check on my email here, quick.
So originally, I'm looking back at the email here, and on that quote that you gave, it says that the shipping address is a Libsyn Avenue address. Is that not where you're going to have it shipped to?
Second. I've got way too many emails with this. Hang on. Ventilator quote. All right. Okay, the shipping address. Oh, he's showing the shipping address as Lisbon Avenue. Billing address is, he's showing Lisbon Avenue. Is that your question?
Yeah, is that where you guys are actually going to have it shipped to?
You could use that address too. That's our main operation station. I gave you the corporate address. That's the main operation station. It's an old firehouse. And that's where our communications office is also. So you can use that address if you'd like.
Okay. We'll ask underwriting and see kind of what they want to do with that. But if it's already like that on the quote, I think that might be easier to just use that address.
Yes, and the name of the company is Emergency Medical Products.
Emergency Medical Products.
Correct.
Okay, where are they out of?
Well, they have an office here, but I think their main address is in Chicago, isn't it?
No,
that's just their local address. I think that, ask Tony where their billing office is.
Or do you have a phone number for them?
Yeah, I can get it for you. It's actually a suburb of Milwaukee called, do you have a phone number for EMP? EMP. Will we order it through this office or the Chicago office? Yeah, give me the phone number for the office here. Anyhow, it's in a suburb of Milwaukee called Cudahy. And you would be familiar with Cudahy if you eat bacon.
Really? Because all the bacon comes from there?
Patrick Cudahy?
Oh.
We have Patrick Cudahy products by you?
I don't think so.
No. They're a huge pork manufacturer. They do sausage and bacon and everything. That's what the city is famous for, is their bacon. But it's a suburb. But it's Emergency Medical Products in Cudahy, Wisconsin, which is a suburb of Milwaukee, and I'll have a phone number for you in just a minute. Okay, thanks. Phone number is 800-558-6270.
Alrighty. I will get this updated and get the docs made up for you and get them right over to you. Probably be tomorrow by the time you get them.
You guys have been really reactive and quick.
Well, good. I hope that my little week-long vacation didn't slow things down too much for you.
Oh, no, not at all. It actually was fine because I also had a wedding and a family reunion, and so this all works fine with me. So, this kind of thing, we will run into this periodically. We will need to do something. So hopefully this will work well and we can keep going with it.
Yeah, I'd love that.
Thank you very much, ma'am.
Thank you. Talk soon.
Take care. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye.